Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America afternoon market wrap up. And it was a mixed day for the grain complex. We did get the quarterly stocks report. The details will be in tonight's weekly wrap up. But it was a little bit bullish for corn, a little bit bearish for beans, and a little bit favorable towards the wheat. December corn finished at 6.78. That was up 8.5. We traded as high as 6.96 1/4. $7 is showing as a very strong resistance area, or right around that area. We traded higher on the report and made the highs for the day. We were not able to hold those gains, however. So that's a sign that the market may be getting a little bit heavy, and we've got some global macro things that push things lower as the afternoon wore on. March corn at 684.5 was up 8.5. November soybeans, 1366. That was down 44.75. January beans at 1375, down 45.5. A combination of things. The quarterly stocks number came out a little bit bigger than expected, and that sparked the selling. Along with that, we had some reversals in the macro markets that also weighed on soybeans. If you read the Tech Tuesday report, I was talking about some trend line resistance there. The market broke through that, and I think that triggered some fund selling and some stop-loss selling as well. So it was a rough week for the soybeans. December wheat at 9.23 1/4, that's up 27 cents. Kansas City wheat for December at 9.92 1/4, up 25.5. December Minneapolis, 9.82, up 16 cents. Combination of things. The wheat production report came out a little bit smaller than expected. Quarterly stocks about as expected. New nervousness in the Ukraine as Putin is attempting to annex some of the portions of the land that he's taken, and Ukraine countered by asking to join NATO. Rice is at 17.16, that's down 19. Cotton for December, 85.34, up 18. March cotton, 83.45, that was up 72. Live cattle, 147 even, that was up 70, down 78 on the day. November feeders, rough ride here, 174.70, down 313. We've lost a lot of the premium that we had in that curve going out forward, and the weak cash market, or the flat cash market for Fed cattle, doing nothing to support that, along with, you know, the elevated corn prices today. Lean hogs, a bit of a recovery, 76.40, down 60, or they were up 68 on the day. On the COT report, we saw that the funds have cut their long position noticeably. They sold 18,000 contracts, which accounts for a lot of the selling leading up to Tuesday. Given what we've seen the rest of the week, I'm sure that position is smaller yet. November orange juice, 191.40. That was up 95. November crude oil, 79.70, down $1.52. We had a $3 range in crude oil today. The market was holding up fairly well, and then as the stock market began to sell off this afternoon, crude oil turned negative. November diesel at $3.2339, down about 6.25 cents. November gasoline, $2.3714, down about 3 cents a gallon. Natural gas at $6.78 was down 9. Gold, $16.6870, up 10 cents. We are $17 off the highs. In the gold market, that also reversed as the risk-off sentiment took hold this afternoon. December silver, $19 even. That's up 29 cents. Dollar index, 112.18. That was down 7. Trade was again volatile as we had more than a 100-point range. We did finish well off the worst levels of the day, though. Stocks lower on the day. This is the end of the month. This is also the end of the quarter. This marks the third losing quarter in a row for the stock market. The S&P 500 is down about 24 to 25% for the quarter, and that's a loss to investors of just about $14 trillion. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 28,725, down 500 points. S&P 500, 3586, that is down about 53 points. That is breaking the 200-week moving average, a phenomena that we've only seen a few times, one being obviously the pandemic, the other one looking back to 2008. NASDAQ Composite, 10,575, down 161, down about 1.5%. Interest rates crept up in the afternoon, and that added to stock market woes. The 2 year at 4.24, up 5 basis points. The 10 year at 3.82, that's up 4. And the 30 year at 3.76 was up 4 as well. Rates had been lower most of the morning, but they began to creep up in the afternoon as there was market chatter about the Chinese intervening to try and strengthen their currency against the dollar, and that could involve both the selling of dollars, the buying of yuan, and it could also mean the selling of U.S. bonds. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend. Go Chiefs!